This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 7th, 2016. I'm Caleb Brown. Colorado now has a few years of experience with legal marijuana. So how has that experiment gone? John Caldera of the Independence Institute argues that there are still a few problems to be worked out, such as determining levels of intoxication for drivers. But so far, the real story of legalization is that not much has changed. When Colorado and Washington in the same year moved ahead with legalization of marijuana, it seemed to be that that Colorado's system, it rolled out more quickly. The retail of marijuana in Colorado occurred more quickly. And in general, the people who are reformers in favor of legalizing marijuana throughout the United States argued that that was a better system. But there are organized efforts of mixed success that have argued that this has been a bad thing in general. What have the data told us about the experience across a variety of metrics in Colorado on marijuana?
There is data, and then there's anecdotal examples. So let's go over the data first. The data has been remarkably positive in that tax revenues from marijuana sales have been much higher than expected, so much higher that they broke the tax limits, and a vote needed to happen statewide to keep the excess revenue created from marijuana. One of the measures we were looking at most closely is what does this do to drug use with children, marijuana use with children? And the state's been doing longitudinal studies and found out that after several years of legalized marijuana, high schoolers and children were not using it any more often than before it was legal. In other words, they could get it illegally. They can now get it legally through somebody who could buy and then sell it to them illegally. But the numbers really haven't changed. In fact, in the last year, they've gone down slightly. It might be that knowing that your parents might enjoy a joint every now and then takes away all the coolness for a high schooler to enjoy a marijuana. The more anecdotal stuff is perhaps more powerful because we see it. And there are unintended consequences. Our homeless in Denver has skyrocketed. Drug use among the homeless is up. We find people doing heroin more often. So was that a gateway issue from marijuana, or was that this is a legal state and so people who are looking for relief or marijuana came here and became homeless? It'll be interesting to see when California and other states legalize it, if people want to spend a cold winter homeless in Denver or in San Diego. So I think a lot of those issues will mitigate over time.
So it may be an effect of this is a jurisdiction that has a very different treatment from surrounding jurisdictions, and it's the only place where I can have this balance of lifestyle that is changing from year
right.
to year.
Yeah, but when you get into the suburbs where most people live, it hasn't changed our lives that much. Keep in mind, for a decade before that, we had medical marijuana. And at first, it was very scary. Next to your supermarket, you know, there was the liquor store and the dry cleaner and then a medical marijuana dispensary. And everyone seemed up in arms in that for a year or two, and then it normalized. And people were not scared of it any longer. It wasn't an exception. For a while, Denver had more medical marijuana dispensaries than they did Starbucks. So you see them, you got used to them. So the move from medical marijuana to recreational marijuana was not a big step in Colorado.
Looking at some of the other data, what has happened with respect to, you know, marijuana is an intoxicant and it can alter your judgment or your ability to respond to things. So highway fatalities are a big concern. How's that changed?
Colorado is struggling with trying to figure out how to enforce driving under the influence. As you know, remnants of marijuana stay in your system long after the effect wears off. So there is no blood alcohol content level that works as well because you might have smoked marijuana a month ago or a week ago and you're involved in an accident and still in your system, although it's not affecting you. So there really is a struggle of trying to find technology to bend that over, to make it work. However, overwhelmingly, it's still drunk driving that is the issue, at least in Colorado. One of the big unexpected concerns was children and edibles. And we thought about when marijuana was coming that everyone would be smoking marijuana. Well, no. People like to eat marijuana or the oil that comes from marijuana. So it's infused in all sorts of edibles, from little gummy candies to cookies and brownies and all sorts of things. And how do you keep kids from eating that, thinking it's something else? So credit to the legislature, they've been working very hard on regulations to label edibles as this is a marijuana edible. Keep it away from the kids. That it needs to be in the same way that you'd have a child-proof container for prescription drugs. What's the same sort of thing for edibles? Those have been very real-world issues that are being dealt with. They're not moral issues. They're where regulation and policy come together.
What is the tax rate on marijuana products in Colorado?
It depends on the jurisdiction. So there is a state excise tax, and I'm not a consumer, so I really don't know the rate, but I believe it's close to 25%. Then there's another tax that bumps it up by another 10%, and then localities can add on the other part. So you can be paying 45% in taxes for recreational marijuana. The taxes are much lower for medical marijuana. So basically, if you're willing to let the government know that you're a marijuana user, you get a huge discount by being on the medical registry, which, of course, is not that difficult to get hold of. What's also very interesting is just the supply and demand aspect of this. Prices were outrageously high, and now several years into it, prices are plummeting. Who knew that that supply and demand actually worked when you legalized this? And there's also a culture developing, much like the wine culture, it's hard, or the craft beer culture, that there is a group of people who do reviews, who do comparisons, who talk about this flavor versus that flavor, this type of bud versus that type of bud. The Denver Post created its own news section completely about marijuana called The Cannabist, where reviews of marijuana is as common as political reports.
How has the political culture been affected by this? I used to make this joke, and this may have come true. I used to make a joke and said, you'll know that sort of the war on pot is over when you see Republicans sort of pounding the podium saying the tax on marijuana is too high.
It was one of the most surreal experiences when the legislature was working on what rate to tax marijuana. And the initiative that created legalized marijuana set a range that the legislature could set a tax between here and there. And, of course, the Democrats were pushing for the highest level, which was 25%. And there were anti-drug, anti-pot, moralistic Republicans banging the podium saying, it is too high. You need to lower the price on taxation of pot. It'll go underground if you do it, but also we will get less revenue, understanding that price does matter. So it was enjoyable to see Republicans understanding the economics of it.
John Caldera is president of the Independence Institute in Colorado. We spoke in Nashville in October. Subscribe to this podcast at iTunes, Google Play, and with Cato's iOS app. And follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.